Hi, my name is Sincere. I'm in the fifth grade at Pittsburgh, Allegheny. The name of my story is Foxy Love. Foxy Love is a dog, yep, a marvelous dog. She is the best dog you can ever have. If you don't like dogs, she will turn your frown upside down. She is like a dark orange color. She was 8 months when we first got her. She brought joy to the house. She is also a hound hot dog mix. Foxy Love isn't her real name, it's just Foxy. It was close to the end of summer, and I was going to my dad's house. My mom was taking me. We got out of the car, and I ring the doorbell. Ding dong, ding dong, rings the doorbell. My grandma opens the door. Something was jumping on my leg. I thought it was a little orange rat. My grandma took it upstairs. I went upstairs behind her and got unpacked. Afterwards, I went in my grandma's room and asked what his name was. Well, her name is Foxy, and she's a girl. Then my grandma asked, can I pour her some food and carry her downstairs? I didn't know how to carry a dog, so I just held her like a baby on my shoulder. Later on, my Aunt Tiesa came home. She knows the dog more than I do. I asked her, can I take Foxy outside to play? She said, of course you can. So there we were. I was running up and down the street with Foxy chasing me. Did I mention she was chasing me without a leash? We stayed outside until the streetlights were on. Furthermore, we went inside because I was hungry, and it was dinner time, and we was having spaghetti. The spaghetti was hot, sugary, tasty, and delicious, especially with the garlic bread. Then when I was done, it was time for me to go to sleep. I put my night clothes on and went to sleep with Foxy right beside me. Next morning, I woke up and my brother Jerron, who we call Junior, and my sister, Janaya, were there. They never saw Foxy before, so they were surprised. Finally, Janaya and Jerron met Foxy. Janaya was not so much used to her, and Jerron was scared of her. They went upstairs and got unpacked. Afterwards, Foxy and the rest of us went outside. Foxy was chasing us all around the block. Since it started raining, we went in. Janaya and I took our Barbie dolls in the bathroom to wash our dolls' hair, while Jerron was playing with his cars. After we got back from washing our dolls' hair, we went in the room, and one of the dolls' feet was bit off. I blurted, Foxy, what did you do? Dinner time, my grandma shrieked. We all ran down the steps. We was having a nice sushi tender steak with some crispy potato french fries. Then we cleaned up our mess and played hide and seek, but Foxy was it. Janaya and I hid under my aunt's bed, and Jerron hid behind the door in our room. We heard a loud shriek in our room. Junior ran, and Foxy was biting his ankles. I guess that's a way for catching us, but Junior is now it. We got worded out and fell right to sleep in the hallway. School break was back in, and our moms called, saying it was time to go home. We gave Foxy a hug goodbye. Our moms were here in 10 minutes. We were home, and I got my clothes ready for school and went to bed. I woke up so sleepy, but I woke myself up and got on my clothes, and I got on the bus. 8 periods in school can make you drowsy, I say. When school was over, I got on the bus and went home to do my homework. After my homework was done, I called my dad to see what Foxy was doing. He said, Foxy is at the vet because she swallowed a quarter and we might not see her anymore. I said okay and hung up. My stomach had a strong feeling inside. I thought I had to puke, but I had to grow up, and I said, her family will always love her in the heart.